Hello, hello, hello. We are here to talk about 2017's movies. We are going to be going through our top five films of 2017. Always hard to condense it into five. You want to go 10, you want to be stuck, then but we don't want to. We're filming it down to the best, so we're doing five.
We struggle to keep these to a reasonable length as it is, so we're not going to do 10.
But before we go into our five, luckily our fives don't cross over too much because, you know, we have eclectic taste in movies. Or, you know, you think one of us is a moron or not, whatever. But before we go into that, we're going to talk about the big wumper in the room, Last Jedi.
Yes, so basically, we don't know when this video is going to drop, but we are recording it on the 8th of December, which means The Last Jedi has not been released, and we are both going to watch it. I'm going to watch it on the 14th. You're going to watch
it. Fuck knows.
At some point.
Shit story, actually. I'm going to quickly do it, though. Had ticket. Was going to go watch it on the 15th of December. My wife is throwing a spanner works and getting a toy poodle and needs me to sign the paper, whatever. It's a whole toy poodle Star Wars thing.
Dogs, they ruin everything, trust me. They do. So, yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to be on our top five list, but it probably will be. But
would Force Awakens have made your 2015 list?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made mine, but
yeah. But then I don't remember what else was out at that point. I've forgotten.
Another film, a colleague of mine, Kevin Wilson, Dirty Ape, artist, poster artist, he is rattling on at me not to forget about fucking Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle. I think it looks terrible, but he has gone and he's found all this trade, all this buzz that's coming out, and he reckons it's going to be like a movie, a year beater.
What I will say,
also not on our list.
What I will say, and I know this does not by any means constitute a good, a definite good movie, it does have The Rock in it. I like
The Rock was in a film called Welcome to the Jungle, and it was fucking brilliant. It's not as good as this one.
Welcome to the Jungle was brilliant. That was brilliant. And it's also got Kevin Hart in it. I love Kevin Hart. But what I will say is that, I can't remember what it's called now, but was it Central Intelligence, whatever it was? Yeah. That wasn't very good. That was disappointing because it was empty together and I thought this was going to be amazing, but it wasn't.
That's the, those are the two films I think aren't going to make our list, but could potentially.
And well, one as well that we did talk about beforehand that we both didn't get around to watch was Detroit, wasn't it? Which,
yeah, we're sorry.
Really does look like a good film.
In fact,
I haven't seen it.
I'm going to speak for you as well. I think we've actually missed a lot of it this year.
Yeah.
We haven't watched many of the Oscar/more arthousey movies. We haven't seen The Phantom Thread. Paul Thomas Anderson's film isn't out yet. Yeah. We haven't seen Killing Sacred Deer yet. Which Colin Farrell fuck up a thon.
What was the Peter Jackson movie as well?
Peter Jackson?
Yeah, Peter Jackson's done a movie, hasn't he? No! Why did I say Peter Jackson? No, shit,
this is bad TV.
Guillermo del Toro.
The Shape of Water.
That's the one, yeah.
Shape of Water.
No, I said Peter Jackson.
I haven't seen Mother yet. So there are films, more art housey ones we haven't seen yet, but I do usually pick those films up the year after.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will be watching, you know, Detroit. I will be watching Mother. I will be watching Shape of Water. I will be watching Coco and things next year.
However, they are not on our...
Not on our list, sorry.
Our top five movies is. So if it's not yours, don't worry about it. Just put in the comments, I like these movies. Don't come at us like some kind of
Yeti.
Internet maniac. Exactly, a Yeti. That's what you are. Don't be a Yeti, be spaghetti.
Jesus. Right, I need to hear your number five.
So, my number five. Now, in my head, I've not quite decided on the order, so I'm just going to spit them out. My number five.
I'm a bit stuck on mine. That's why you're losing me. I'm thinking a bit more.
Yeah, it's hard for me because there's two movies.
It's just so hard.
That are both superhero movies, so people are going to be like, oh, it's all commercial, but that's what I like, right? So, deal with it.
I'm thinking a bit.
I don't know which way to put them round. So, I'm going to say my number five is Thor Ragnarok.
Okay,
you're right. I've gone there. I'm putting it in.
Very good film.
Thor Ragnarok was my film. Now, me and Sean had a discussion about this, and I did mention it was going to be my top five, and Sean didn't agree, which is fine, because
that's Sean's opinion.
That's what we want, is a bit of discussion. Now, I don't think it's the greatest film ever made, but I did find it incredibly entertaining.
Is it your top five Marvel films of all time?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so. Top five is hard. I can't. Don't put me on the spot, but
you're just on a bit.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man 1, Thor Ragnarok, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Civil War.
Winter Soldier is better than Civil War. Yes, it was. Civil War, if you take out...
Civil War again?
If you take out the airport scene...
Watch Civil War again.
Winter Soldier was better.
Watch it again. Watch Winter Soldier again.
I don't need to watch it again. I know. Anyway, so, yeah, for me, number five is going to be Thor Ragnarok.
You are on a bit of a... You are on a bit of a lot of what we do in the shadows... Flight of the Conchords.
I love that. Hunt in the Wilderness people was so good. I love...
Paedophile scene. Beautiful. Beautiful New Zealand name. Which
you're never going to
get.
Watiki, innit? That's it. Taka Watiki.
Him. That bloke. He's a fucking genius.
Brilliant.
Hollywood is better with him in it.
Yeah, brilliant in...
He makes Hollywood better.
We like you.
But no, Thor was good. I liked it too.
Retweet us that.
I liked it too.
I really liked it. I thought it had its problems, and we mentioned on the last vlog about it. So I'm not going to go into too much detail.
But the good bits were.
But it was highly entertaining.
It's an action comedy film.
Yes. Number five.
Number five for me is Baby Driver, Edgar Wright's last first film in the last 6-7 years. I don't know what it is. It's a great crime film. It's a cool as fuck crime film. And technically, because I'm a bit of a film buff, I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he made that film. If that doesn't get an Oscar for sound editing, then there's that's because my number four probably will get it, which you'll hear in a minute. But it's fun, it's really good. Great performances from Ansel, the chap from What We See in the Stars, what it was called. Great performance from John Hamm. Apologies. A great performance from Kevin Spacey as a kind of sympathetic father figure.
Kevin Spacey phoned that one in a bit.
No, because his performance was so understated, because it was kind of like he was the crime boss, but then also he was a kind of a father figure to him in a weird way. And complex performance. And, you know, that's why he's such a great actor. You know, he's gone now.
I saw that, but it felt very much like... I know, ignore the accent, but it felt very much like the same performance he gives in House of Cards. For me, it didn't feel...
The film was great, though. And the film was good because it had great sound editing. The soundtrack was cool. It wasn't the best soundtrack ever.
I was really disappointed with it. I heard so much about it. Yeah. I didn't think it was... Like a lot of people... I heard people saying it was better than the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack from the first movie.
I don't know why people said that, because you couldn't sit and walk dogs. You couldn't walk to work or walk your dogs, listen to that, because you need the film.
Yeah.
So why people say, you need to listen... No, you need to have the film, because it is a compliment to the film. And the way the beats and the way the film ties in with all the soundtrack choices is, it's like an opera. It's so good. It'll get better with every watch. And that's my number five.
I think I need to watch it again.
And it's David Lynch and Wish Fulfillment, and the way the relationship with the bird works out. And I was just bowled away by it.
I think what hurt me with it was the hype. Like, by the time I got around to watching it was so hyped, I didn't find it life changing. I just thought,
Jamie Foxx has a scary character in it too. Underrated performance from him. Very scary. That's my number five. But I think number four will take the sound editing Oscar, which we'll hear about in a minute.
Okay.
What's your number four? Via.
My number four is... My number four is...
Oh, man. Well, I was blithering on. You should have...
I know, I should have been thinking about this. But I wanted to listen to you. My number four is going to be... Wonder Woman.
Cool. Another superhero film in
town. I know, unfortunately. And I resisted the urge of putting another superhero movie technically on there, which I know you've got in yours. So, which you're probably going to hate me for not putting
in. I haven't got a superhero film in this.
Haven't you?
I think so.
Shit! So, anyway, I'm going to say Wonder Woman. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say Wonder Woman's amazing, but it was a great performance Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. Shit, man, this is bad. What is it? Godot. Is it Godot?
Yeah, she's Israeli.
I know she's Israeli, but I didn't know that.
Fucking do you?
Does it have to be
Ot? Do you know these things?
Does it have to be Ot if they're Israeli?
Yes, Israeli.
Sorry, it's not a goat. You know, is it a god?
Wait, it's not a fucking goat, because it's a name that's spelled G-O-A-D-T.
Godot. Are you sure?
Don't make me...
Are we going to have an argument about it?
Well, I don't know.
We'll prove it. Yeah, I thought Gal Gadot was good. I thought Matey Boy from Star Trek was
lovely, old fashioned. He's a good old fashioned actor.
I like it.
Gives an old fashioned charm. Chris Pine gives an old fashioned charm to Kirk, doesn't he? Lovely scenes, lovely romance scenes between them, and like, oh,
it was good and it was entertaining. Like the bit when they're on the boat when they're traveling from the place where she lives, which I've forgotten the name of. It was some music in the background over there. Some kind of twinkle, but yeah, it was a good movie. I really enjoyed it, and I thought that the action scenes were great. I thought it's done, like we were talking earlier about how Hollywood's trying to sort of push more strong female roles, and I've said a million times. My biggest problem with when they try and make a decent female character is when they try when it feels like they've cast a woman in a man's role, and I don't mean in the sense of like
that's on
I don't mean it in like a sexist comment. What I mean by that is it's almost like when they wrote the script they'd written it with a man in mind, and then when they come to cast it they go, oh shit, we should probably change it to a woman. So it doesn't feel like a You ruined it now, no? It's too late. Why did you come down? What? Why did you come down when we're filming? Just go to bed. Let's just edit some stuff over that. So it annoys me when they take, like, it feels like it's just trying to prove or show a strong woman, but by doing manly things. And it's like, the strength of a woman is not measured by how manly they can be. Do you know what I mean? It should be...
Buff, mate.
Who?
Go,
is she? I mean, she's not... She doesn't look muscular. She doesn't look...
Fuck out of you.
Yeah, but I don't mean it like that. But I mean, she looks athletic, but she doesn't look like... I'm trying to think of a muscular woman, Amazon. But like, she doesn't look like one of the gladiators from back in the day. Jet.
Jet, who would win? Incidentally, who would win in a fight between Jet and... Wonder Woman.
I think Jet's old now. She's a mum now.
Back in the day, she was one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get those fucking thighs on your neck. You're dead. She's Wonder Woman, Superman, whatever.
So, that's what I'm going to say on it. Wonder Woman was good. It was fun. Really? Oh, the ending was a bit of a letdown.
It's a loud, loud ending. Loud Marvel DC ending. I had a problem with her Motley Crue as well. I think Spud, I think his name is Ewan Brenner, his character was a big dog. No time for you. So I wasn't a massive fan of her Motley Crue.
No.
I think actually I could have watched her and Chris Pine go for the.
Yeah.
But the trenches scene is probably my scene of the year.
Excellent. And I think it really helped. I mean, I don't want to say as much as the DC Cinematic Universe was dead. But it was slowly, well, quite rapidly.
It's getting picked on.
It was rapidly falling down the hill, wasn't it? And it was at that point where we were waiting for that. They decided not to carry on because they'd already started cancelling movies, didn't they?
Have they?
Well, the Cyborg movie had been like shelved or something like
so
that.
So shit.
But I think that's brought it back on board, and it did help Justice League be a better movie because of it.
Because she's good. But you're really good at impressions. Can you do an impression of the Wonder Woman theme tune? When it goes...
Oh, right.
When she starts getting angry.
It sounds a little bit like the fucking...
Going back to Thor, actually, my only beef was they kept using the immigrant song from Led Zeppelin in Thor.
Did you see that thing where Jack Black was called out?
Chris Hemsworth was being quite nice about it. I think
I love it. I know he was like, I don't even know what you're talking about, bro, but yeah, why not? Chris Hemsworth was awesome.
Was Jack Black drunk or something?
Think he was just trying to have a laugh and also get his name and relevancy. Chris Hemsworth's like one of the most famous men on the planet right now. Hey, you. I hate you. Bit like people that call out people on YouTube and just start like sending out fights and stuff like that. But hey, who am I to judge?
That was not your number four. Right, my number four is Dunkirk. Wow, what a movie. It's just a great film.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a technical... I went to watch it in IMAX. Technical masterpiece in the sense that it's a really... amazing mood about it, foreboding as hell. The way it looks is so bleak, but it is a simple tale of three parts: air, land with the soldiers, and sea with Mark Rylance's lovely little man. And it's just a really good film. I think I walked out of it blown away. The sound is because Tom Hardy plays a really good the pilot, and this the dog fights are amazing. It's realistic. It makes you so like it's just a journey you go on, and it's definitely the best war films I've ever seen. If not one of the best war films I've ever seen. When I walked out of the cinema, I'm like, I'm not afraid to say this because I think Saving Private Ryan is a film of good part moments, not a great film. Disagree, don't you? But it's better than Saving Private Ryan. It's better than Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
Because it's just more realistic. It's more realistic. It just doesn't fuck about. It's so... And I walked out of it. And my wife, like, she was just kind of a bit quiet in the car. She goes, I just spent £40 to go watch a film because fucking IMAX. And she goes, anything IMAX brought anything to the experience. I'm like, for fuck's sake, it fucking did. It did.
What are you talking about?
You still can't hear properly because it was so... You were like in a fucking... It's like you were on those beaches. It was so realistic. But what a movie. And Chris... that's embarrassing. I forgot what doing the director. Christopher Nolan, just... That is such an achievement. I think he'll miss out on all the Oscars. And, it's a bit meh when you see a war film getting an Oscar and it's been done. But he'll get the sound editing Oscar for that one, I think.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. How was Harry Styles?
Fine. He was just a bit of a sneery soldier to the... he was like the antithesis to the main lad who's now going to be... Who's in that Killing of a Sacred Deer for a reason to watch. He's antithesis to that character in the sense that he's like... There's a bit of a three-way going on with this. There's a guy who don't trust. They think he's a German or whatever. And he's just the look out for himself type one. But there's a scene where he excels when they go on. They're in a ship getting their bread and jam, and the water floods in.
So can he act?
Yeah, I suppose he can. But these aren't scenes they're in. These aren't they aren't yeah. They're not scenes. They're moments.
Yeah.
It's a very realistic film in the sense it could have.
It's more like he's trying to
could have filmed it at the time. It feels like
it's trying to demonstrate the horrors of war, isn't it?
He's reacting.
Character piece.
He's reacting. Yeah. He's given a situation.
He's like,
oh. Was it Jason's friend? But acted, reacted.
Yes,
he's reacting. What a movie!
I suppose it's probably not hard because if there is loud bangs, you're going to go, oh fuck! Do you know what I mean?
But so. I think there could be best supporting actor nominations: Tom Hardy and Mark Rylance there, and Kenneth Branagh, because Kenneth Branagh's got a beautiful role in that.
Excellent.
What a film.
I'm going to watch it, I just didn't get time.
Don't worry, because I like to bring nothing to it, so just watch it. Watch it on your fucking laptop.
On the phone. So, that was your number four, wasn't it? So,
time to think what my number three is.
While
you're talking.
My number three is a bit of a left fielder. My number three is The Big Sick. I talked about it before. I thought it was an absolutely beautiful. You described it perfectly as an offbeat comedy, but it is a you could argue it's a romantic comedy, but it's not an in-your-face romantic comedy. It's not a stupid. I've lost my memory, and now I'm going to pretend. Overboard. You remember that movie?
While you were sleeping.
They all lose their memory. See, that's what it's all about. They lose their memory, and then someone pretends to be their fucking partner.
It's quite creepy, isn't it?
It makes you wonder what women really do like fantasize about, like knocking people out to the point that they don't know who their husbands are.
Predatory, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. The Big Sick. It's nice to see. I don't want to get all like preachy and bollocks like that, but it's nice to see, a main character of I think he's Pakistani race, all descent. I mean, he's from America, but it touches on the Pakistani culture, and it is a plot device because it's talking about how
the dinner table was
his marriage is sort of pre-reign sort of thing to a degree, but it's not, it's laughing at what people have to go through who are obviously of that culture but don't really, they're just going along with it to please their parents.
They're very well, they're more
Westernized, but it's not laughing at it. Do you know what I mean? It's not, and I've got no, look, if you are of a culture or sex or race and you want to take the piss out of your own, more power to you. But, you get like those programs like, I forgot what it's called, but the old like English channel, TV show that used to really take the mick out of sort of like that culture, wasn't it? I can't remember what it's called now, but there was, it's really taking the mick out of the Indian sort of culture and whatnot. So same sort of people. Yeah. Same sort of people. I've made that sound really bad. I meant like it's the group of people. It's the same.
Goodness gracious
group
me,
of people. Goodness gracious me, exactly.
And there's been like chewing the fat, taking me out of Scottish.
Exactly.
No, just
yeah.
Taking me out of different.
But
races.
This is not laughing at like really rinsing the culture.
I've seen bits of it. It's cool.
And it's a really good film. And oh God, what's his name? forgot his first name, but his second name is Nanjiani, the lead actor. He's got this sort of charm about him which makes him compelling to watch, and it's made me want to watch Silicon Valley, which is he's in.
Yeah, I mean, that's getting TV show of the year.
Exactly. So more power to him as well, and I hope to see him in more things. So that is my number three.
My number three is Logan.
It is on your list then.
Yeah, Logan is on my list. Yeah, whispered it. Logan, is Logan on your list?
It's not on my list. Logan's not made it to my list. I really liked it. It just.
I'm curious where you put Wonder Woman.
It's because I found them more entertaining. I thought Logan was a better.
I've watched Logan twice. It's so good.
I thought Logan was a better film from a filmmaker perspective. But I actually enjoyed the others more. I'm basing it on how much I enjoy the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Logan is a phenomenal film. It's a great tone to it. I know the violence is always, it's so violent. Yeah, it is violent, but I've seen more violent, but it's really good. Even when Logan's at its worst, and I think the reveal of the bad Logan is
I liked it. The fight scene was
It was an invincible fight scene. But it was quite good. It was just violent, and I love the little girl, and she's so good.
Yeah,
really. What a great actress. And it had a bit of a. It was a dark old story, and just really good, like a rogue movie. It's like a western, a bit like Shane. It's a bit like a western. It's a bit like a load of things, load of genres. James Mangold can direct, that's for sure.
So sorry about the edit there. I've not edited it out because I want to explain. That was my wife who is in New York for the weekend, and she's just told me that she's been watching some movies on the plane. And guess what? One of those movies was. Fucking Dunkirk, which is a movie which I've deliberately not watched because I've been waiting to watch it with my wife because it's one of those movies we wanted to watch together. Why is it that we have to wait for them, but then when they get the opportunity to watch it, they just go off and watch it? You know when you're watching Game of Thrones together and you're like, oh yeah, we need to watch that episode because you didn't get to watch it on the night it came out, so you're like, oh, we better watch that Game of Thrones episode tonight, and they go, oh no, I watched it when you were out with football.
Drop kicker. But Logan 3, James Mangold did a fantastic job. He's now back being a hot director in Hollywood again. And I think Logan was a very nice end to Wolverine's a cool character and all, but that was the best Wolverine outing of all.
It's a question for you. Wolverine's dead, so
spoiler alert.
But he's come back to life in the comics. Brought back, haven't he?
How did he die in the comics?
I don't remember. I didn't read the comics. But I just know that he died. Anyway, obviously Hugh Jackman's now finished with the franchise. Not going to be Wolverine anymore. However, the rumours are that Disney are in the process of negotiating the purchase of Fox.
Right.
If they buy Fox, you can guarantee they're going to try and bring the X-Men into the whole.
Because the X-Men films are dying a bit anyway. Yeah. Aren't they? The Dark Phoenix looks awful.
But where you go, if they bring Wolverine in, they want a different actor. Do you think they would try and bring
Jackman back?
Do you think he would do it? We
want
to bring you in to the next. I mean, I think it's probably too late for him to come into Infinity War, but
I think he's made comments about the MCU before and he'd like to be in it.
It's more historic than the X-Men movies. Sorry, but it is, isn't it? It's more.
Yeah. If they did.
Deadpool X-Men Wolverine buddy movie.
He also said that never happened. It's a funny one, really.
Because what's his name? Well, I do like Ryan Reynolds because I love the fact that he's like apparently like just keeps popping up everywhere that Hugh Jackman is. Like every time he's on a red carpet, he just pops up to him and starts turning.
Does he?
He does it in front of all the cameras. And he's like, "Come on, what about that Deadpool Wolverine movie?" Like puts him on the spot in front of him.
It'd be interesting, but
he's a funny guy.
But yeah, that's my number three. It's a crazy question.
There we go. Now, our number two. And number one are exactly the same.
Do you want to say our number two at the same time?
Go on, Ed.
In. Oh, sorry, man. I didn't know we were counting in.
That's not the first time that's happened.
Really? Is it? It's fucking it.
I was going to say Blade Runner just to take the piss, but you just went in like your Tourette's kicked in, didn't it?
It's
number two.
That guy, because I don't care. It's like my favourite book of all time, probably. And the film didn't disappoint me, which is quite hard, really. There were bits that disappoint me, but on the most part, it was a fun... Could be scarier, but fun,
yeah.
Good, nostalgic movie.
I thought it was incredible. I loved it. I mean, it really does feel like a we're now a complimentary piece alongside Stranger Things.
I mean,
you know, it could be the same bloody universe.
It was a clever move, really. You know, the book was set. The book of the book was set in two time periods: the 1950s and the 1980s / 90s. But what they've done here is they've set the 80s and moved it over to the.
Yeah.
And then the new one will come out and be set in the noughties. But because of the success of it that we love, I think the sequel is going to be heavily including the kids against the adults.
I feel like what went really well with it, and I may be talking bullshit now, but what I like about Stranger Things is that not only is it obviously heavily sort of based in the 80s, it feels like not only have they based in the 80s, but they've tried to replicate the sort of filming styles and that of the time.
Yeah.
So it feels like it could be from the 80s. And it feels very much like that as well.
Oh,
it feels
good.
Very much like the way that the like, not in a graphical sense, even though it does have, obviously, in particular, that one scene in the bathroom is quite gory. What I liked about it from a horror perspective, even though I didn't, like you said, it wasn't like overly scary, but it felt like more of a throwback to really 80s horror movies and that sort of era of like the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, where the horror was very creative. Like, it reminded, even though it was not
it's
the
fear,
same,
wasn't it?
What, you know, the thing came out of the plug hole and that, it's those sort of
the
weird.
The projector scene.
It reminded me of sort of like when, like, I think it's the second Nightmare on Elm Street where Dad's having the dream and he's in the house and then that big fucking like worm version of Freddy Krueger comes out and it's all like those, it's almost those creative ways of depicting fear and it's not like the 90s had some good horror movies and, you know, Scream was a good movie when it came out, but then it all become about gore and it all become about slasher, it all become about, like, you know, I even like Saw and I like Hostel, they're good movies, but they're all about gore and pain, isn't it? They're not about fear. I mean, there is fear.
The French started the body horror.
Yeah.
And the French started that and the Americans picked up and have still been running with it.
Yeah. And I really like that it's that sort of thing, that kind of weird.
Just wholesome, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good. And the lad, the Skarsgård, I've forgotten his first name. It's Bill, isn't it? Bill Skarsgård, isn't it?
Alice.
Oh, is it? Sorry. Bill's
a dad,
isn't it?
Bill's a dad, and he's called Alice.
He's popped up in Atomic Blonde as well, didn't he? You haven't seen it, have you? But he's actually in that. But he's in that. He's okay.
But it's a good movie. It's scary. It's creepy. Really, and I want.
Have you seen?
See more of it.
Have you seen that clip? I think I did actually tag you in it on Facebook with when it replaced the clown with Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Hello, Georgie. That was so good.
Oh, great. I would watch it again now. Actually,
it is really good. And even like, I like the moments in the film where it wasn't all about the clown.
The,
like,
scarier bits are with the human and what humans can do to the kids.
The rock fight on the stream was fucking brilliant. I really liked that scene. You know, and then the kid goes a bit like nuts, doesn't he? And obviously attacks him down by the well and whatnot.
Yeah, it's dark, really dark.
It's dark, but yeah, for me, it was very close to being my number one movie, if I'm honest with you. It's very good. Close, but it wasn't able to get number one because
once
there was
again,
one movie.
Our number one is the same as each other. We've come aligned.
Exactly.
Are we doing a countdown? Can we ask him?
Nah, that movie is Blade Runner 2049.
Fuck it. It's so good, it makes me feel poorly.
Yeah. Now, we never actually gave a review of this because we talked a lot about the hype it was getting, but we never actually
I went to the cinema and I was just mesmerised by it.
It was stupendous. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say, like, we did talk about at the time that some reviews were saying it was better than the original. I don't agree with that because I think the original is a masterpiece. But I really liked it. And one of the things I liked about it so much is I'm convinced by this. I think you could sit and watch Blade Runner 2049 as somebody who's never seen the original and you could still watch it, enjoy it, and you wouldn't.
Harrison Ford doesn't. His character doesn't do that.
Yeah, it does. Well, it tells you enough you need to know.
There's so many little Easter eggs in there, and. There was Hardback with Edward Olmos' character popped up. Yeah, and it's just what a great.
I think my only criticisms of it, which are not criticisms in the sense of that I don't like the movie or anything like that, but what make it not as compelling a movie as the original, is I think, you know, for example, I don't think the baddies are as good.
Jared Leto's character was well acted and interesting, but the scenes weren't...
He overacted a bit, didn't he? Yeah. Got a little bit. He was chewing on scenery a bit too much.
The scenes weren't like... The scenes didn't really have a defined beginning, middle, or end. He was getting three scenes, didn't he? And I don't know really what. And the big reveal.
And the I've forgotten her name, but
she was an ass kicker,
but she was fully bad, wasn't it? There was no.
Yeah.
Whereas you look at the original Blade Runner, for me, when you actually watch that movie and Rutger Hauer, he in some ways, if you really think about it, you question, is he actually the hero of this story?
Roy Batty? What a character.
Is he actually the protagonist of this story? You know, because it does. That speech at the end is some of the best dialogue in Hollywood, I think. It's tremendous, you know.
But she was a good baddie. If you want to see Ryan Gosling get kicked in the face 30 times in a row, watch this film.
And Ryan Gosling did a good performance.
And Villeneuve, the director, and the hottest director in Hollywood, really, because his streak is just phenomenal. All the way from...
He did Arrival, didn't he?
He did Arrival. He did that horrible one with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal, which is phenomenal.
Oh, Prisoners.
Prisoners. Yeah. He's on a run of form. Only he would stage the final fight in near darkness with rain swarming down. Only natural light. I say natural. There's nothing natural about it, but the light of a car reflects on the two people fighting. Only he could get away with that, and it's a phenomenal. It's not a showy ending.
I've got a quick question for you, and this is virgin and spoiler. So if you haven't watched it,
you told everyone Logan died earlier.
Yeah, but Logan's been out longer. You had time now, and it's based on a comic series, which is out there as well. So. No, Deckard in this version of Blade Runner 2049, is Deckard a replicant?
No.
He's not.
But his missus was, but he wasn't.
Yeah, so he's not. Fine. But it never really says that, does it? I know, you know, but the reason I ask is because I know that fucking hell, I've lost his name. What's his name?
Mike.
Ryan Gosling, yeah, his character. Is it K? Is his name K in it?
I think so.
And then he's got, like, he gets given a name. Joe, isn't it? Right. Joe by his holographic woman.
Oh.
He has a fight with an old man, Deckard, and Deckard, like, holds his own. Now, he's a replicant. K. He's a newer version of
him. He doesn't really hold his own, does he? Because that's kid.
Yeah, but remember the first movie? Deckard, like, got pretty handily... Like, Roy Batty was, like...
He can't become a replicant after not being one, can he?
Huh?
Because it's hinted at in the original Blade Runner that he's a replicant then, but he got his ass kicked by Roy Batty.
Yeah,
Unicorn
true.
Dream and things.
True.
You know?
So is he a different version of a replicant?
He's just not a replicant.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but this goes even the other way. What I'm saying is, if we say, okay, he's not a replicant, that's why he got beaten up by Roy Batty, how comes he was so handily... Like, you know, beaten up by Roy Batty, but then when he's like 60 odd years old, he manages to beat
him. Come on, can't he? He's aged as well.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. How was he able to beat up Ryan Gosling's character?
But he wouldn't have aged.
Doesn't make sense. I mean, Ryan Gosling was fighting against Batista.
His ass, too. Good old, great fucking scene. That's not. Loads of people said, oh, Blade Runner, can't tell you it's about. It would be a spoiler to tell you it's about. I'm like, calm down. It's true, because in the first 15 minutes you find out Ryan Gosling is actually a bloody replicant. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Straight away.
Brilliant film. Deserving number one. Sci-fi number one, which is always nice to see. Will it be an Oscar nominee?
I mean, I can't remember what the categories are, but...
Technical change.
Yeah, there's any sort of like cinematography type one.
It feels like a film. It feels like it could have been from the 80s.
The music was good on it. It's not as... I don't think it's as iconic as the original.
Can you do the version of that?
Which one? The original
Blade Runner. No, the new one.
It's sort of it's more like a.
Jesus.
It is, isn't it? Like a do do do.
Compared to the original, which goes.
The original was like.
I can do it all day.
And then it's a. I can't do the chimes, isn't it? It's like this sort of oriental type chimes, isn't it?
But no, it was a great film. I think we're comfortable giving that number one. Crazy talk to it, issue number one, but I'll let go for that. It was
what was that?
It was nearly your number one.
I loved it though.
It was really good. But
it was really good.
Come on. So. But no, that's it. I mean, how do we round this off?
We round it off with
I promise more movie shit to come next year.
Now it's time to go watch many Christmas movies because it's that time of the year. Quickly, let's finish it quickly.
Yeah.
Favourite Christmas movie of all time? Top three.
My top three is National Lampoon's...
Yeah, it's Christmas Vacation.
Yep. Elf.
That's one of mine. That's one of mine. Come on. Let's make it three for three.
Don't give a fuck what you say, Love Actually.
Ah, no! Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Oh shit, yeah, Muppet's Christmas Carol. Take out Love Actually. End it there.
I'm out. I quit. GOG's over. Bye! I love Love Actually.
I hate it. I fucking do, mate.